Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at January 2024. We have finally made it into 2024. So happy new year. And we're going to take a look at each individual life path number, the forecast for January 2024. Before we get into that, though, if you haven't already watched or listened to your forecast for 2024, it is up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each individual life path number. I highly suggest checking that out. Also, if you haven't already booked some time with me to have your own personal year ahead forecast completed or your numerology reading, I also highly suggest that. And you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to take a look and to work with you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the magic of this new year. Life path number 5. So January is actually an extension of December for you all. You're going to be continuing to work with the same energy that you were working with December. It will be a little bit different because we're under a different universal cycle, right? We're moving from the 7 to the 8. However, in December, you all were working with the energy of the 14-5, your own energy of the 5. December or January is the same. You're still going to be working with the 14-5. So I would say it's likely that some themes that came up for you in December may continue through January. You just may have, like, there might just be a different feeling around it. You might come up with different solutions. You might come up with different aha moments type thing or different awareness around this energy and what it is that you feel called to do with it. Again, because we're having that shift in the universal cycle. But again, you guys are going to be working with the 14-5, and you're also going to be working with Snow Leopard, which is sort of like hermit energy. So this is really interesting because I feel like with Snow Leopard, there's a calling back to self here. And you could find that that January feels a little bit more independent. It feels a little bit more like you've got to slow down a little bit and sort of really pay attention to your own intuition, your own inner calling, where you're feeling guided to go, and not be too easily influenced by the external, by the expectations of either other people or the expectations you're putting on yourself necessarily. But there's something here about really slowing down and coming back to self this month and paying attention to where it is that you feel drawn towards, where it is that you really feel called to move towards. And pay attention to that because that's going to play into the 14-5 energy, which is asking you to continue to refine or, again, slow down and be more methodical in your choices, in what it is that you are creating, whatever that may be, right? Because we talked about this in December. If you didn't listen to the December forecast, I recommend going back and listening to it because I do think it's still going to be relevant because it's the same kind of energy that's moving into January here. But there's definitely something here about if there's something that you started last month or something that you've been wanting to start and you started this month, there's definitely going to be a call to see it through to completion, to focus your energy on one or two things, not 10 things, which sometimes the 5 can, again, it's a very creative, exploratory type of energy. And so it wants to experience a lot of different things. And so it can be challenging for the 5 to refine that and focus the energy. So again, I really feel like you're being called to continue to focus your energy on one or two things that are priority for you at this time that you want to see through to completion, and don't give up too easily on whatever this is, because whatever this is, because you're starting it under this influence of a 4 energy with a 14, right? 14-5. It's going to require your commitment. It's going to require your dedication and your persistence and your patience, which is sometimes difficult for 5s, right? And trust me, I'm a life path 4 with a ton of 5s in my chart. So I understand this tug of war. it's not easy. But there's something that is sort of forcing you to slow down in some area of your life, to really become the authority or the expert at it, to really refine whatever this is, become very methodical at whatever this is, to master each step and to not skip steps. And it can be around relationships or career or however it comes in for you. But there's something where it's a continuation of commitment, persistence, patience. And again, not giving up on something because you're suddenly bored with it or it doesn't seem to be working just yet. With whatever this is, you likely won't see the sort of the why, right? Like you won't see it come to completion until you complete it. then you will see the rewards. So again, and it could be also, and this is, you know, this is obviously very specific, but it could be a relationship. And one thing with fives is there's a lot of change associated with five energy, right? And if it's your life path, these are people who often change jobs a lot or change relationships a lot or change location a lot. There's some kind of area within their lives that there's some kind of change. And if things start to get too stagnant or too mundane, then either consciously or subconsciously, the five will often sabotage whatever that is to get some excitement, to get some evolution in that area. So it is interesting because if you've started a relationship, or if you had fear around starting a relationship and then went ahead and started a relationship last month or this month, this is something where there's some kind of, I don't want to say test, but some kind of lesson here. And that doesn't have to be a bad thing, but there's something here about commitment and committing to something that can be a little bit scary and requires you to be vulnerable. And also, you're meant to sort of see through even when it gets challenging, even when it becomes a little mundane or routine, right? So, you know, however it comes in for you, but definitely a continuation of last month, something here you're meant to really see through to completion, follow through, be very methodical in your approach, commitment, perseverance, patience. Those are sort of your mantra for this month as well. And with this snow leopard energy coming through with the hermit, again, it all ties back to coming back to self and following your heart center and checking in with yourself when things get difficult and ask yourself, why do I want to give up on this right now? Is it because I no longer feel in my heart center, or is it because I haven't seen the results that I wanted to see yesterday? You know what I mean? So just keep bringing it back to yourself and your heart center and continue to commit to whatever this is, and you will see the rewards of it. You will see the results and it will be worth the effort. So anytime the four is involved, you will see the rewards of your efforts, and your rewards will absolutely be in direct proportion to the effort put forth. But it takes time and it takes patience and it takes commitment. So anywho, a lot of sort of probably similar themes to what you saw last month, but there's a reason for that. So I hope it is a beautiful start to 2024 for you all fives. And thanks so much for being here, and I will see you again soon. Okay, bye for now.